everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and other research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Fast X?
Furious is so good.
Yeah. What's going to happen in Fast X?
I'm having a good time.
Yeah, awesome shit's going to happen.
It's going to be sick as hell.
I hadn't seen the trailer until literally we sat down and watched it. I sat down to record this episode. I forgot how much I love these films.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Well, I've never really seen a lot of the first ones. Only seeing them after...
Yeah, which
what
one
was the one that
with?
I saw with you guys in the school?
Fast 8, I think.
Which was like where the series started to dip.
What? Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
5 and 7 are the high points.
Oh, they're good.
Damn,
oh,
they're real good. Oh, I have so much ahead of me. It's so good.
And also, you're going to need to watch 5 because this trailer, it seems like that this is going to be a direct sequel to the consequences of 5.
Took a while.
Yeah.
For the consequences to come in.
What has happened is they have been like, Jason Momoa's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And the vault that you stole in Fast 5 in Rio was actually his.
Oh.
And you killed his family in the process, so now Dom, he's going to kill your family.
Yeah. Interesting, Dom. You're all about family, yet you often kill my family. What do you have to say about that?
You're always killing my family, Don. Well,
Don. This motherfucker's never seen a Fast and the Furious movie.
Yes, Don Toretto.
Don Toretto.
Don Dom, right?
Yeah.
Big Dom.
This is my family. He always says.
You come to me on the door, on the day of my daughter's big race.
I live my life 100 miles a minute. I'm Don Toretto. I read somewhere that Jason Momoa, they've pitched him as a sort of like the very opposite of Dominic Toretto.
Uh-huh.
His character is like an inverse of everything
so,
Dom is.
Long hair, what, slow, hates family.
Yeah, hates family.
Well, it's funny if he's the exact opposite because he's getting revenge for the death of his family, but if he didn't give a shit about family,
he'd be like, awesome.
Or is it like opposite as in like he has no family because Dom killed them all?
Yeah, true. Maybe they just sort of like are trying to sort of pitch him as an evil Dominic Toretto.
I do like the idea though if it just goes back from like, you know, Fast 1 to like 9 of just like them splicing in parts where it's just like when Dom killed somebody, it was like, oh, that was Momoa's family. Like that
starting
was his cousin, that was his brother,
yeah,
that
Fast
was his
9,
sister.
They're killing distant aunts.
See that dog you hit with the car?
My dog.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You know the parking lot, whatever that got blown, my parking lot. You do every single time any destruction, mine. I own that.
I don't have a huge emotional attachment to it, but it is getting
annoying. Why? I still have to ask. Why?
So, in Fast 9, that movie was about magnets.
Yeah. Okay.
In a way.
In what way? As in the way that they used magnets in one set piece?
Were there multiple set pieces where they used magnets?
They went to space.
I thought Charlize Theron's character used magnets all the time.
So Fast 9.
Yeah.
So 8 was, hang on. No, 8 was when they remote control all the cars.
Yes.
And Dominic go bad, but like to save family.
Yes.
Yeah.
9.
There's a satellite.
Yeah, at the very
which
end.
Which isn't. Magnets.
No, I know the satellite's not magnets.
Mm-hmm.
But my question was, like, what do we think is going to be the sort of...
You get it in the trailer. It's a big ball.
Yeah.
It's a big ball of what seems to possibly be a tornado at one point.
Well, that's the blast of the bomb old mate summons.
I mean, like...
Yeah, you see that also in the trailer.
Well,
I understand that...
It could be a tornado.
It could be a tornado.
Classic Mr. X.
Do you think,
it's a bomb blast, maybe it's your tornado.
Would you be so surprised if they were like, Charlize Theron can manipulate the weather now?
Well, I'm glad you've brought up things that Charlize Theron can maybe do, because at the end of this trailer...
Yeah, what's
going
on here?
You get a baffling scene where Charlize Theron's character, Cypher, and Michelle Rodriguez's character, Letty, are lying on what appears to be surgical tables in a mad science lab kind of vibe.
But like future mad scientists. Not like, you
very
know.
Sleek.
Yeah, there's no surgery going on, but there's future tech going on.
Yeah, and then in the trailer, all you see is them like wake up.
Shelley Tron says, "Hello, sunshine," or something.
One of them says, "You got to be kidding me." Yeah. And then they fight.
Yeah.
What happened?
Now, how
why are they both lying down on slabs next to each other in...
You, Joel Dusha.
Yeah.
But as we watched that, you maybe, I don't know, posited a great question.
Yeah. Have they swapped brains?
Yeah, have...
yes.
Have they swapped... And you laughed at me for weather manipulation.
Swapping brains is easier to swallow than weather manipulation.
Also...
Come on now.
My pitch wasn't answered in the trailer.
That's true. If they have swapped brains, it won't be, I think, a physical swap of the brain.
Yeah, it'll be that makes more sense.
They'll be like, we've transferred consciousness.
Yeah. It'll be, they've downloaded. So let's see, why were they doing this? Have they downloaded and switched brains because they want Cypher to infiltrate Dom's crew?
Maybe.
But why did they have them in the same room when they wake up?
And why
do that when really all they need to do is, you know, just forgive her and then she become family?
Yeah, it's
so
very easy.
Well, that's another thing that could potentially be happening. No mad science has happened. They have that fight and then Letty's like, you know what?
Friends?
What about
you've been a terrorist for two, maybe three movies?
Yeah.
Two.
We forgive you. You got to help us stop Jason Momoa. He's blowing up Washington, D.C. by the
maybe.
Books of things.
What about this?
I think that was D.C.
I think it was Washington, D.C. that he was.
I recognize the monuments, but I really...
Washington, D.C. monument's the tall one.
No, I know.
Yeah.
No, but that
the tall
building.
Thing to the sky and
at
that,
the end of a
and that
lake.
House where the president live, yeah?
Yeah.
Those are the two Washington things?
I think... Abraham Lincoln sitting down nearby.
So Abe's sitting down. How then you got
awesome
that
would it be
spire,
it's
pointing up to the heaven.
That's the Washington Monument.
And then you got the big house.
The big house,
often white.
Yeah. How awesome would it be if Jason Momoa's plan is to kill Abe Lincoln again?
He already died once. I won't let it happen twice.
So if he's taken out DC, is he taking out a president or is he taking out like? Congress.
That would be wild if it goes to that point.
I feel like this is
the shit out of DC.
They're just in DC.
But why?
Because they're often just in a place.
Yeah, but then why is Momoa attacking DC? Sure, what else is in DC? You got monuments and presidents. That's it.
That's true.
Imagine if a Fast and the Furious, because Fast X is allegedly the second last movie in the Fast friend. Well, the Fast series. I'm sure there'll be spin-offs.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So this is technically part one of a two-part film.
Yeah,
excellent news.
Do we know
are they
going to
kill the president?
President Dom.
President Dom!
What
the
is...
whole nation of America is my family.
Yeah. Yes! Yeah. He launches the whole thing about just like, we got to come together as a family.
To fight Jason Momoa.
To fight Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa is also a weird one to have as the final villain for the franchise.
You're right, he's not bald, correct.
Yeah.
That's fine,
which makes me think that there's probably going to be a secret villain.
Mm.
And while we're talking about villains, I almost said Dom Toretto, but no, this was Vin Diesel in real life suggested this. Recently, he was saying that he really wanted to get Robert Downey Jr. for Fast 11, playing a tech billionaire that has gone...
I need to sit down, but I'm sitting down. I can't.
Basically,
what could you?
Vin Diesel wanted Robert Downey Jr.
To fight Iron Man.
Yeah. Well, he basically wanted to bring in like it would probably be bring Robert Downey Jr. in to play like an Elon Musk that's gone bad, but really all it would seem like is he's fighting bad Iron Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so billionaire tech that has
ready
a suit
to take over the world.
Yeah. That is like an Iron Man suit, but then he presses a few buttons and turns into a car.
Well, yeah, I don't think...
That would be awesome.
Fucking Wheelie from the fucking Transformers films or whatever. It's just like, you know, it looked bad.
Oh, yeah. And you can imagine, like, you know, like Robert Downey Jr.'s face when he's in the Iron Man suit, they have that camera angle.
Yeah.
But his head's all tilted forward because he's in a car.
Yeah. If anyone's like, yeah, so if we can just all remember, all go out and watch the 86 Transformers animated film, and then just, the human character who's got his own Transformers suit that transforms into a car.
Amazing.
That. With Robert Downey Jr.
What about that teen that gets struck?
Turbo
by...
Face gets stretched out into a goddamn bumper. Oh yes, please.
So Turbo Teen is what it's called.
I think it's called Turbo Teen.
But he changes into a car by magic.
That's what happens in the movie.
Because he's driving.
Robert Downey Jr. is like, you want to kill me, but you wouldn't dare kill a car. He becomes a car. And Dominic Toretto's like, God damn it, he's right.
My secret is I've actually killed plenty of cars.
I love to kill a car.
Oh no!
Honk, honk, honk.
He can only talk in honks. Okay.
So
that's so funny as like the final villain for the. Because like bringing Jason Momoa back, I get maybe.
I don't know if you're aware.
Yeah.
But he's never been in a Fast.
No, what are you talking
before?
About? He was in Five.
He was in Five or whatever.
Yeah. So when they take the vault, he's there.
He's there. He's there. Like, give me back my vault.
But. They're trying to tie it back into the early part
actions
of the franchise.
Have consequences.
Yeah, exactly. So it's funny they've not gone all the way back. Like, I don't know, there was street racing for DVD players or whatever. So I don't know if they could. But it's just, it's a funny choice. And then to pick, like, Robert Downey Jr. as a tech billionaire we're just meeting, and that's the last one, the end, you know? Mm.
Unless he's in this one.
Oh, he could be. Mm-hmm. Oh, you reckon Robert Downey Jr. is going to be in this?
I don't think so, because I don't think that Vin Diesel is capable of keeping anything a secret.
No,
and I would not be surprised if there's Instagram posts about the entire film before it comes out. Because you're also going to remember, we lost the director of this film.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be a mess. But it'll be awesome. So
were Vin Diesel and Robert Downey Jr. ever on the same set on a Marvel production?
He voices Groot.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking. You don't necessarily need
that. He probably wouldn't be there. I'm assuming they didn't do mocap with him or anything. It's just funny to imagine him coming up to Robert Downey Jr. being like, do you want to be in my car movies?
Well, Robert Downey Jr. now would probably be cool with it because, like, a lead villain role.
Fucking the Dr. Doolittle movie didn't work out for him.
Yeah, like the Fast and the Furious movies are usually good for like $700 million to $1 billion. And Robert Downey Jr. is not making that. I mean, obviously, you're not giving all of the money to him. But like, he's
also,
not...
does he need more money? He made all the money from the Avengers.
But it's fun to do
$50 million for one of the movies. I can't which one?
That's crazy. That's too much money.
Give me $2 million, I'll die. Like as in, like, like as in, if I came
I don't
into
know if this is a good deal.
You give me $2 million, I will die. Deal.
I guess that I could just take the $2 million back. Yeah, all right. Now I've just killed a man for free.
No.
Easiest $2 million I ever made.
You give me $2 million, somehow the spending of that $2 million would also result in my death.
Oh, yeah. You win the lottery and we all start mourning early.
No, I'm going to be sensible with my money.
I miss him so much.
Guys, I've invested it.
It's so sad to hear what happened to Joel Dusha. The tragedy of Joel Dusha.
Yeah, he won the lottery and everything seemed up, but his closest friends knew that, no, this was the beginning of the end. That's today! You're saying that now!
I'm doing all right!
I haven't even got the money yet. Yeah, so sad what happened to you, dude.
It's a cautionary tale.
Yeah. You're like Icarus, but if his wings were made from money.
Yeah. Then you get hit by a bus and we're like, there it is.
I'm standing in the middle of the road yelling at you, I'm not dead!
I'm going to go and invest this money.
We knew it was coming.
$2 million did kill him. That was the magic number.
Yeah, so I think also if it's not a franchise film, he's not locked into like 14, it's like,
yeah,
may absolutely. As well. I get to have some like dumb fun with this.
I mean, Jason Momoa is doing it.
Oh, tell me you wouldn't.
No,
you
know?
Absolutely.
I'd do it.
Yeah,
I'd be
too.
The bad guy in Fast and
Question. Why did director leave? Do we know what happened?
Look, it's all speculation and rumors, but I think Vin Diesel is a cunt to work with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's disappointing, but not surprising.
In the sense of him being like...
like a diva kind of thing?
Not him being like super divery. I think he's just like he almost approaches them like these movies are my life.
Yeah. I can imagine.
And that's not how this happens, because I know what happens because I lived this, even though it's a movie.
Watching an interview with him where he was talking about, was it the Witchfinder or whatever?
The Last Witch Hunter.
And like, when asked about either a sequel, he didn't pitch a sequel. He pitched the movie after the sequel.
That's awesome.
And it ruled.
Yeah.
I love, like, he puts his whole pussy into these films.
He puts his
wussy into it.
I think I've seen also like a clip of him. I think it was one of the later Fast movies, so maybe like Fast 7 or Fast 8 or something. But it's this clip of him and Michelle Rodriguez and somebody else, and they're just like they're drinking wine in a mansion in front of like a roaring fire in like the firelight. And Vin Diesel's filming on his phone and he's like just going over the latest script or whatever. And it's just like the most baffling. You're like, what is, am I witnessing the lead up to an orgy? I don't know what this man is doing.
He keeps saying every time he casts someone in a movie, so like he's like, hey, John Cena's in the film.
Yeah.
He then says that he goes to like his Pablo cave. Which is just like a memorial for Paul Walker.
Okay, why does he call it the Pablo cave?
Well, he calls him Pablo.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. No, I knew that. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's nice. Yeah,
and he's like, he speaks to Paul, and Paul's like, yep, this is the move. This is the guy. This
it's
is
really
the guy
cool.
I've always dreamed of being in my movie.
Did he do that with the director?
And then later on,
I hate this director now.
I think you're going to be later on, did he have to go to his public cave and be like, Paul, I'm so sorry.
He didn't work
it
out.
It didn't work out.
I was wrong about this one. Yeah. I should direct. You're right.
A ghost kind of co-wrote these movies. That's cool to
It's also,
about.
Yeah, he like Vin Diesel, when it comes to Fast and the Furious movies, like him and The Rock obviously had a big, very public falling out, but just stuff like being like, Dwayne, my little brother, like calling everyone you work with in the movie your family is funny.
Oh yeah, dude. It's
like
really
Paul's
good.
My brother, Dwayne's my little brother.
Yeah.
Photoshopping a photo of you and Dwayne Johnson so you're bigger than him, even though you're not even close in real life.
Yeah.
Maybe that rules.
It's really good. It somehow has sort of cult vibes, but is a film franchise.
Yeah. Brie Larson's in it now.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder who do we think Brie Larson will be playing?
She'll be secret family to someone.
Oh, you reckon she's related to one of them? Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, she's got to be a family member, right? Like a Shaw, maybe?
Yeah, could be. Not British, but
could be. Oh, you're not British. You're right.
And I think she'll be some kind of government stooge as well. I think they're going to be pulling that card, too. She'll probably be an exposition character who can be like...
Or is it...
She could be like Mr. Nobody's daughter or something.
Yeah, true. Don't they have Mr. Nobody's son?
Yeah, they do.
Little Nobody. Played by Clint Eastwood.
Everyone
was like, this guy's boring. They're like, yeah, don't worry, he's not in the next movie.
Don't worry about
him. The Mr. Nobody stuff doesn't really go anywhere either, because I think that kind of leads into Hobbs and Shaw.
Does Mr. Nobody, is he alive still?
Kurt Russell,
Why did they get Little Nobody then?
He was busy.
Little Nobody was to replace Paul Walker.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But he was, too boring. It's very funny.
So he's in Fate of the Furious.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mr. Nobody's still alive in the Fast
franchise? Believe so.
I'm not sure.
Wasn't a plane.
He might be dead. I think that's a big plot of maybe five, which does
not
five.
He's not even introduced until.
No, it might be the last one, because isn't it when they have to go to the jungle and an old mate's like, I'm invulnerable, I can't get killed.
No, I don't think Mr. Nobody was in that one.
And they have to go to a plane crash.
They do
a
have
plane
to
crash.
To... Oh yeah, was that Mr.
Was
Nobody's
that Mr. Nobody's plane that crashed? Was he in that?
I thought Mr. Nobody had died previously, but I'm not sure.
Because if he ain't alive, I mean, if he ain't dead, either he coming back or Brie Larson's like. A niece or something like that.
Because I think what they're going to need is...
Or Little Nobody's wife.
Yeah. Mrs. Nobody.
Mrs. Little Nobody.
They'll need a character to be like, hey, here's the deal. Like, Jason Momoa is back and he's doing this and X, or whatever.
Like, you remember how you pissed off this guy?
Yeah.
And everyone will be like, we remember.
We stole his safe for some reason. Who can recall why? The Fast Gang... Because, like, there was that period of time in the middle where they worked for the government. Did they stop doing that?
Well,
or did it just kind of peter out?
And they just did their own thing? Mr. Nobody is the connection to the government.
Yeah, I remember. Mm. Yeah. So maybe they lost Mr. Nobody and they were like, well, don't worry about it. Because I think up past, like when they introduced Cypher, the kind of government connection sort of faded away. They just kind of
the movies I can
now.
Recall, i.e. the last two, did not have much government working for.
It's really gone through quite an evolution from street racing, criminal heist gang, military mercenaries, basically, to independent group of car adventurers.
Yeah.
Which is where they are at the moment, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is very cool.
Yeah. It's just, to me, watching them, it just reminds me so much of X-Men.
Yeah. I get that.
Like, it's just
everybody's
like, okay,
got their own ability.
Yeah, led by a bald man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
Everyone has their own special ability. They often have, like, their own lair / like, school / like, you know, place they hang out. Yeah, and they're all, and it's not... It's never a 1v1 fight.
No, it's
groups.
Always
it's like,
groups.
Hey, this one person has hurt us or has hurt one of our members. Let's all pile on.
And somehow, yeah, you're right. It does work like a superhero situation where the bad guy, despite being mortal, does require the entire team to take them down.
Yeah.
It can't be a one-on-one fight.
And I loved how 8 was shot, how it was you was a superhero film.
Oh,
I just, it was in, like, the moment when Dom is like one car and they're all shooting harpoon chains into his car with their cars. It's like, this is them just like attacking like the Hulk or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's just like hunching down and then he flexes out. Oh. It rules. I love it so much.
It's such good movies.
Fuck this.
How have we never pitched Vin Diesel for Professor X? I think he'd do a great job.
He would do a great job. He'd lead family.
Welcome to the Academy. You're all my family.
Perfect.
I know that I vanished there for a little bit. It's because I was trying to find out what's going on with Mr. Nobody. And it turns out it's ambiguous. Because the last we see him, he's on a plane.
Planes.
And the plane crashes.
Aha.
But no one mentions, like, people know he's on the plane, but then no one seems concerned when the plane crashes about it.
Okay.
So people speculate that either he was meant to die, and then they changed it in editing so that, because you don't see his body or anything like that, and no one acknowledges it. Or there's a scene where he's fine and they just cut it from the movie.
Or they're just like, hey, wait, let's just keep it ambiguous just in case we want to get it back.
Yeah. Well, and
he doesn't appear, like Kurt Russell isn't in that film, right?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, because he's the one who...
he kicks it all off?
The retcons of 9 put his influence as far back as 4.
That's right.
Because Gazelle, like Gal Gadot, was working for him.
Oh, okay.
Then he's the one who helps Han fake his death.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, that's another connection to 4. Like, he could be bringing back for this one, you know?
You keep saying 4, but 5 is the one that the movie next.
Rats! You know I mix up 4 and 5.
Yeah, I know. It's simple. The fifth one's called Fast 5. The fourth one's simply called Fast and Furious.
Oh, that's right, of course.
Gotcha.
What do we think the big ball is? There's a big ball in this.
Is it?
It's very mysterious.
Is it a part of a monument?
Oh, it could have been
Abe Lincoln's eye.
What was on top of the Washington Monument?
Yeah. It's sort of skewered like an olive on top and it rolls off.
It turns out there was a secret ball inside the monument. We must get away.
We figured it out. We know what he's after.
What's he after, Dom?
The secret ball. The Washington Monument.
The monument ball.
He's off the Abe's ball.
Yeah. If you look at like the Washington Monument, it's actually the Abe Lincoln Monument. That's his big penis. And if we dug under,
that's
two
where the balls are.
That'd be sick if it becomes like a national treasure movie.
Oh, imagine. Maybe. I mean, it would slot right in. And I think that's the natural evolution for the Fast team.
Thing that is, I think, rumored to the point where it basically got confirmed, but I don't know if it's for this film or if it's for the next one. Gazelle is back, even though she dies falling out of a plane.
Soft asphalt, shush.
That's an easy thing to survive in a movie like Fast and the Furious.
She fell into a bonnet of a car.
What do you reckon is the hardest injury to survive in a Fast and the Furious movie?
Well, we see Han's death twice.
I think speared through the head. Because I think anything else, like you fall out of a plane, There's so many. You land in a river, whatever. You have a secret parachute.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. There was a plane ready to pick you up.
You land on a car, which seems to just cushion everyone's fall for everything. Every time they're falling from such a great height, and they're like, oh, if I can position it so I land on someone's bonnet that is being driven by a family member, that magic will mean I'm good. And I love it so much.
Absolutely. Shot, you're fine. Mm. You can be shot anywhere in a Fast and Furious movie. I reckon you can come back.
Bullets and knives barely kill anyone in any movies these days.
Hit by a car, like, you're fine.
That's fine. That's Spider-Man, just being punched.
Tobey Maguire cops one hell of a stab wound and he's just like, ugh.
Oh, no.
I was going to say shot directly in the head, but I reckon you could come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, oh, Idris's superpowers, yeah?
Yeah.
In Hobbs and Shaw. So...
yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
And also, there's going to be like brain swapping, so whatever.
What about beheaded? Can you come back from a beheading?
If it is a mind swap, you could come back from that.
Okay,
or
so
it was somebody else. It was faked.
A beheading, I reckon they would use. So, I don't know why I'm saying this, but spoilers for the video game Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are the character you play as in that game halfway through the game, you get kidnapped and beheaded, and then your team catch your head and attach it to a giant soldier's body. And in the world, they're like, this technology can keep his brain alive for 15 minutes. We've got to do surgery stat.
Okay.
Something like that, Fast and Furious could do it easy.
Yeah.
The only reason it wouldn't be in the film is because it's hard to do a goreless beheading.
It's true. I had to think about it. So do you reckon there's no way you can die in a Fast movie where there's no way to bring you back?
Okay, so the ones that easily survive, any type of explosion.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Falling, getting shot or hit with something and falling off a thing.
Oh, yeah, easy.
You're fine.
This is X-Men, guys.
This is straight up X-Men.
I love this.
I think you're probably good. I think there's no injury you could sustain in this series where I would assume you were dead for good.
I think the only one that I would, if I saw on screen, I'd be like, they're definitely not coming back, as if they got the poster from Cannibal Holocaust.
Are they impaled?
Yeah.
Asshole to mouth hole.
Yeah.
That would be like, the Fast movies have taken it.
He is not coming back not for Fast 11.
Is this okay to watch?
What's Fast 11 going to be called? I know that is a lot of speculation too far ahead, but like,
because you've got Fast X. Yeah. You can't really have Fast X 1.
Especially because, it'd be the Fast finale.
Oh, yeah. Last of the Furious.
Last of the Furious.
Because 12's the last one, right?
11's the last
one. 11 is the last. Yeah. Oh, I thought they were going to do it. Like, this is the first, like, the end of the trilogy.
I think there was rumors that was the case.
So it's going to be
No. I think they said that the last movie was the start of a trilogy.
All right. Okay. All right. Fast and Furious. Okay. All right, what? Like, what's the past tense?
Fate of the Furious would have been perfect for this.
Yeah,
fucking wasted it.
Yeah.
End of the Furious? Fast and the Furious, end of the line.
End of the line, yeah.
Or End of the Road.
End of the Road, they've already used, I think, in the...
Yeah.
I think the video game might be called End of the Road or something like that.
End of the line. The Last Mile?
Oh, yeah. Fast and the Furious, Last Mile. People get confused, think it's a sequel to 8 Mile. Where's that?
The last quarter mile.
Yeah. Empty gas tank.
Eminem could come back.
Eminem would actually be an awesome fit for the Fast series, honestly.
The Final Furious.
The Final Furies.
Final Furies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Fast and the Final.
Like like the Furies. Like, harpies that ripped...
Maybe.
apart.
Would be so strange.
From...
I know what a Fury is.
Seeing me.
What if What about Furious X 2? Use the Final Fantasy name in convention.
What about Furious End?
I thought you said Furious N?
What?
Furious End.
Like Furious N, I'm like, okay, is there an element? N is the wait, did you say N or end?
Nitrogen is N, I think. Oh no, nitrogen's
I think Last of the Furious is the best.
They could just
call it The Fast and the Furious, to be honest. I know there is already another movie in the franchise.
Fast and the Furious is the first one, and Fast and Furious is the fourth.
Could they just call it Fast?
Okay.
Like, or Fast, full stop.
Fast?
What about Faster? That's a Dwayne Johnson movie.
Faster and More Furious.
Faster the Furious 11. Faster.
or Faster and Furious.
Faster and Furious. Oh, okay. Okay, boys. Okay. All right.
All right. Okay. Here we are.
All right. Yeah. Let him cook.
No. I think Last of the Furies.
Also, it won't be End of the Road or whatever, because the tagline for this was The End of the Road Begins.
Well, then the
End of the Road Ends. Lost Highway.
Mulholland Drive.
Mulholland Drive.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, we're bad at names.
Yeah, are they going to do like a play on like the XI or like the two?
Oh yeah,
like the, I mean, they with 11, also... it's like, you know, got two L's, two I's.
Mm-hmm.
Two L's easier than two I's.
Yeah,
the fast final, the final fast is probably what they're going to go with.
Yeah,
final fast also sounds.
The final fast is out. Yeah, like it's like you're fasting.
Yeah, it's my last.
The fast final.
The last fast.
Was it you that said the Lost and the Furious? Because what about the Fast of Us?
Yeah.
It's getting. Well, look, here's the thing, of our suggestions have been good, and we're suggesting, there's very few options. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, 9 is called F9 The Fast Saga.
Okay.
So there's no rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
there
right.
It really ain't.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, again.
You could just call it Fast X2.
Yeah, you could. You absolutely could.
Yeah.
They might even call it Fast XX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As in, like, it's
Fast, yeah,
yeah,
I know
like
what you
a farewell.
Yeah,
kind
of. Farewell to the Furious.
Hell yeah, yeah. Fast XXO.
Oh, that's nice.
Kiss, kiss, hug.
Kisses and hugs.
Yeah. But
so, look, I know that every podcast that's ever spoken about Fast and Furious has done this, but I will tell you the names of them just so to give you a bit of a taste.
Yeah, it's good.
The Fast and the Furious.
Perfect.
Okay.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Makes sense.
11 Fast. Fast 11 Furious. Fast, The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fast and Furious.
Okay.
Fast 5.
Uh-huh.
Furious 6.
Uh-huh.
Furious 7.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Fate of the Furious.
Mm-hmm.
F9, The Fast Saga, Fast X, or Fast 10.
Okay. So we had, like, I was like, maybe they're doing a Furious thing. We've done the Furious part. Now we're at the Fast part.
Yeah.
Again.
The final Fast.
Because
sounds so stupid. It's got to be
Fast.
It could just be like, yeah, Fast 11.
Honestly, Fast 11 is probably what they'll do.
And then,
you know,
something.
11's a weird.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird one to end on.
Yeah.
It's wrong to end on an odd number.
Got 12. Got 12.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just to round it out.
Just call it 12, even though. Well, I guess with Hobbs and Shaw, it could be.
Or.
Nah.
Two-parter, maybe.
We already know it's a two-parter.
Oh, so you mean it's like Fast 10 and then the next
fast
one.
Fast 11, part
1. Fast 11, part 2.
That would be
that's
huge.
Too much movie to fit in there. They got to split it up.
But they've already done that. This
it's gonna
is
be the,
that.
It's going to be the first Fast and the Furious movie that clocks in at 4 hours.
Yeah. I think that this will come on. We'll watch it in the cinema. It'll say Fast 10 Part 1. And then the next one will be Fast 10 Part 2. Mm. Fast 10 Part 3. It's
the three part. And then Furious 11.
Yeah. That's just one movie. Okay.
So with this, with Fast 10.
Yeah.
So the villain is Momoa, who's dealing with the consequences of 5.
Yes.
Are they going to be doing something else, or is it, as in like the Fast group, are going to be doing something else, or is it all just reacting to Momoa?
It's going to have to be something else. I think there'll be another secret villain that's got, will tie the boat, two of them together.
Yeah, okay.
Because if Cypher's involved.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, Cypher's this is my involved. Theory about Cypher. Yeah. I reckon in that scene, because I don't know what the why I got this
it
vibe.
It looks kind of like their lab from the previous film as well, which is also confusing.
Well, I was wondering if maybe they're both trapped in there. And neither of them are actually like they've got to they fight each other and then they have to work together to break out and that's when she joins the family.
Yeah.
What the most obvious answer you think is the one that's going to happen?
Yeah. That's
the
my
one
guess.
That the trailer heavily implies. You're a genius.
But yeah, so I don't. But then whose lab are they in? You know.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it could be if Momoa is like, right, you know, it's like, he's the bigger bad guy, so he's come in and like destroyed the previous bad guy. You know, it's like, oh, to show that they're so powerful that they take out the last one. It's kind of like, oh, look, it's Scarlet Spider beating the shit out of Venom. Damn, yeah. Scarlet Spider's so good. That kind of bullshit.
What? How did we leave Cypher at the end of the previous movie?
She just escapes.
Okay, cool. She flies away in her little plane, yeah?
No, you think she dies because they're flying a little plane.
Yeah. Mm.
But then the plane gets blown up. Mm. But it turns out that she was flying it remotely.
Using VR. Okay.
And the post-credit scene of 9 was Han going to Jason Statham's house and being like, righto.
This again.
Now, in Hobbs and Shaw, if you recall, I don't know if this is gonna, if we're ever going to get an explanation for what was going on in Hobbs and Shaw, because there's like that robot voice that keeps on threatening them and taunting them throughout that movie that we never find the identity of. It's heavily implied to be Cypher, but it's never clarified. Do you remember that?
Sort of.
There's like a robot. There's like, and they defeat Idris Elba, and then at the end, the voice is like, "You think you've won, but you
know." Ryan Reynolds is in that movie.
Yeah.
So is Josh Gad.
Aziz Ansari.
There's three cameos. Who is it?
Are they playing themselves?
Ryan Reynolds is not.
Yeah,
okay. He's playing a guy that also works for the CIA.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was heavily implied that he will be. Oh, yeah, because he's like, oh, I'm a goof or whatever. And then he's in a post-credits scene. He's like, I've killed a man.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not a goof. I'm a tough boy.
Okay.
He's imagine if Wade Wilson.
Done.
Didn't get fucked up, but still was Deadpool.
Okay, yeah, done. That's kind of the vibe.
But then didn't put on a mask. Yeah, like.
Yeah, right, done.
Yeah.
I got it. Are they, do you think there's going to be stuff from that that's going to like come
well,
over
I don't
into
know.
This
I was,
one?
I was like, just...
I.e. the yeah. Super Soldier Serum. Because I haven't seen Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, but you must.
I will.
It's nanobots from memory.
Is it okay.
It's nanobots that are in Idris Elba and make him a tough boy.
Well, do we think that maybe Momoa's going to have nanobots?
They could, but also I think we're kind of weirdly at a point with the Fast and the Furious franchise where...
Needs to be grounded, you're right.
Well, no, I was just saying, I just don't question if a guy's super tough.
Okay.
Like, if Jason Momoa picked up a car in this movie, I wouldn't need an explanation. I'd just be like, yeah, people can do that.
So in the trailer, we get them racing.
Yes.
Like an actual drag.
This is a very interesting, yeah.
So is that in the past... So, because I'm guessing they're trying to shoehorn a lot of
connections
stuff, here.
Yeah.
So, is that like in the past, or is that more of a okay? Sure, you might have killed the president and blown up a lot of Washington, but you know, to settle this, like men,
yeah,
we're gonna have a street race.
That was my. My wish and my assumption.
Or is this gonna be more like, oh, this person has been like with us, you know, as an antagonist for a while.
True.
I think that it might be their introduction. Dom will be having a party and street racing, and then they rock up, and then Dom's like,
who the fuck are you?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's what he'll say. Exactly that word. Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I know that guy. I keep killing his family.
Yeah, because does he know this guy? Or is it more just like, we just kidnapped this safe.
Yeah.
We just stole this safe.
Think,
and then we're like, oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, shit.
I think... The speech that is over, because you got to remember there's voiceover over that scene.
Yeah.
And that, I doubt, will actually be voiceover.
Yeah. Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF.
BEEF. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
In the film, that'll be sure. Jason Momoa talking to Dom. Mm-hmm. There's a chance that happens before the race. Mm-hmm. Or they race and it's like a dangerous race and then he hits him with that afterwards.
Okay,
and then Dom's like, fuck.
Because Momoa comes in and they've got guns drawn. And then they like, right, we're
going to
do
a... Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's how
it's
presented.
Or is that afterwards?
Yeah, they've done a tricky...
I hope that it ends with a street race for Dom's family.
They occasionally just throw a high-stakes street race in the movie for no reason.
Yeah.
I think, is it eight that opens with the one where Dom finishes the race backwards with his car on fire?
Yeah, they're in like Cuba or something. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah. So if they could, it wouldn't shock me if at the end of this movie, especially what I think is that if they're trying to tie back into the beginning of the franchise, you know, and every
it just
movie...
seems strange to have your second last film end with a street race when surely it should be your last film.
Well, your
and
last
the last
film...
scene ends with a street. You know what I mean? Like it ends with a street race. Like
they still could.
Little Brian will join the family.
Yes, don't end both movies with a street race.
In the last movie, he got his car harpooned. In this movie, in the trailer, we saw him get his car harpooned, and it was no worse for the fact that I'd already seen it. It was
good
awesome.
Point.
He's
good
getting picked
point.
Up by two helicopters, and then
that's
he makes the
true.
Two helicopters smash over the top of his car.
That's a very... Look, you know what? I hope they both end in a street race.
His old...
I take back any kind of criticism.
His old car that he's had since the first movie, so therefore you can just assume is a normal car, is treated like this, like it's like the secret weapon.
Yeah.
But he should be driving a tank at this point.
It's just, that's his, it's just, that's for Cerebro. I love it so much.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day, to the things I wish would die, like buffets. All that and much more. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca wherever you get your podcasts.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
All right, so a couple of big things to speculate on, I guess. Do we think that Dwayne Johnson will be in this film as a surprise?
I don't know.
They were very public with how much they don't like each other. But Black Adam bombed, and The Rock does probably need to save face.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he's going to come back for
you
the next one.
You haven't seen 5, but Dwayne Johnson's character is the one who kills.
Oh, that's true.
The main bad guy, which I think will be Jason Momoa's
brother. So either it's going to be Dwayne the Rock Johnson's...
Dwayne the Johnson Rock.
Jane Rock Johnson. Yep, Jane Rock Johnson.
Jane Rock Johnson.
So he Hob, yeah?
Yes.
So I think Hob going to be dead.
Hob.
Do you think they're just going to be like, we killed him off screen?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, if the hatred or the fallout with Vinny was that big, I think, it'll be like, this is the first thing that Momoa does. Or this is like, hey, we're Hob. Oh, Hob dead.
Do you reckon so? Will Jason Momoa have killed Hob? Or will it like, okay, yeah.
So, I, it's a kind of like... Hey, this is Scarlet Spider defeating Venom.
They're like, whoa,
either Hob is very wounded, so he's like either in like full cast,
so
you can't
see
him.
He's
a big hulking mass, unconscious in a hospital bed, which gives the possibility of him once again breaking through that cast.
That's true.
Or he's dead.
What a scene! Yeah.
So it's either that. So it's like, all right. He's attacked Hob.
Yeah.
Hobb is absolutely just, he fucked his day right off.
Yeah, yeah.
And he in hospital, he covered up his bandage, whatever. We're like, okay, there's no one really in that, or it's definitely not.
It's not, yeah,
The Rock.
Oh, you haven't seen Seven, so you haven't seen the thing, the flex.
I know, but I know about it. Right? Yeah, yeah. And so then.
Daddy's got to go to work.
Yeah, yeah. So same thing, right? So then maybe, and that was what they filmed because they're like, there's no way they're patching this up. Maybe they have patched things up because Black Adam bombed so badly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then maybe as a teaser for the next one, flexes.
Whoa!
Hulk cast falls off and then his daddy's got to go back to work.
Imagine he's the bad guy for Fast 11.
Well, he's already been the bad guy.
No,
he was
the bad guy
in 5. You think he's bad again?
Maybe. I mean, like, what? Imagine if he's drawing on his wrestling experience to be like, let's set up a public fight so that when we're fighting each other in the movie, it's got way more sort of like emphasis or whatever.
So it's just all bullshit and they're just doing it for the hype?
Could be.
I had a crazy wrestling story that is interesting, so I'm going to say it, but not really that relevant.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Do you know, it's obviously in wrestling, they're very protective of the kayfabe. Mm-hmm. If you break, which is the fake stories.
Yes, yeah.
And I think it was Ric Flair was in a plane crash with three other wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the wrestlers he was feuding with in the WWF at that point was on the plane. So when the news story eventually broke, they used that wrestler's real name rather than his wrestling name so people weren't like, oh, it's wrecked. We know they're friends in real life.
Why were they traveling on a plane together?
Yeah, they were hitting each other. When I was watching the wrestling, they were hitting each other.
That's probably why the plane went down, because they were wrestling and they bumped the cabin.
And, visited him in hot. They were really good friends, even though they hated each other in the ring. And Ric Flair was in hospital. This guy went and visited him and stuff like that. And also had to wrestle less than 2 weeks after he was in a plane crash hide the fact that he wasn't in a plane. To hide the fact he, wasn't on that plane.
That's incredible.
Anyway, they should wrestling do that.
Rules. Yeah.
Maybe it's all fake.
Fast X,
they did that whole fight was all a build-up through
a final confrontation. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I mean, look, it's possible.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel's most recent Instagram post is classically deranged.
Uh-huh.
It's him leaning in an open car window in black and white, wearing a sleeveless denim vest by the looks of things.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Moments before an intense driving sequence through the streets of Rome, ellipses, because Fast has become the world's saga. We have been fortunate enough to film all over the world, to all of the countries that have been part of our mythology. And added their distinct and beautiful culture. We say thank you.
Yes.
All love, always, the Fast Saga.
Do you think when the Fast Saga comes to a close, and 5 years has passed, we're going to realize how much it fucked up Vin Diesel?
This is his Bible.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It wrecked this man.
He also didn't like the first couple.
Yeah.
Because he's not really in I don't think he's in.
He's not in two.
He's not in two, and he's only in three at the end.
Maybe this is why it's ending at 11, because he doesn't really think it's 11. That's actually 10.
He doesn't count in 10.
You can't possibly end at 12, because that means I've been in 11 Fast movies, and that doesn't sound good to me. But if I've been in 10, that's good to me.
Yeah, that's a perfect
He only
amount.
Agreed to cameo in 3, because then they were going to greenlight. I can't remember if it was a Riddick film or a XXX film.
I think it was a Riddick film from memory.
Also, he's making Riddick 4 now.
Yeah, yeah, good.
It's awesome.
He should.
He's the only actor I know of that has multiple passion projects. All of his franchises are passion projects.
Yeah. I'm shocked that we haven't heard rumors of The Last Witch Hunter.
He's just going to build up enough goodwill that he can pop another one out.
Put this on your bingo card here. If the D&D movie does well, we're going to get The Last Witch Hunter 2.
Absolutely. But it's also funny because I reckon the Fast Saga will come to a close and all of this passion and creativity is going to go into another franchise.
Yeah.
We'll get Riddick. 10. Yeah, we'll get 11 Riddicks. And imagine Vin Diesel's brain with a sci-fi setting. Oh my God. It's going to get crazy.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting he's Groot, even though we discussed it earlier.
Yeah.
Mm. He's so making him one of the highest paid actors in the world.
Yeah. Rightfully so.
That rules, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's also, I forgot about Bloodshot as well. And he was a producer on that. We'll probably get Bloodshot too.
Yeah, realistically.
Wow.
He was a superhero, yeah? His power was his blood.
I think that's an Image comic.
Yeah, it's an Image comic.
Yeah.
No, it might be that other fucked universe. Valiant.
That's the Valiant. V?
Yeah, okay.
Valiant comics. Right. Yeah, Vin Diesel's career has been so...
He's had a meteoric rise.
He directs, like, his first appearance is a short film that he directed about, like, his heritage and how he doesn't really know. I think it's called Multifacial?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it won a whole bunch of awards, and everyone was like, wow, this guy's really clever, and, like, that was a beautiful film. That gets him cast in Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
His next film's Iron Giant.
Then
that's when Pitch Black comes out the next year, and then Fast and the Furious. And then he does... So Pitch Black, Fast and the Furious, and Triple X all come out within 18 months of each other. And
Pitch Black ruled.
Yeah.
They all just consume his life, I guess.
Yes.
They all turn into giant series.
I love that Pitch Black is just this guy who you can see in the dark, and he's like a prisoner. And that's... It's like he's ridiculous. It's like whatever. And then that just birthed a saga.
Yeah.
It's this like low budget kind of horror. A lot of people with Australian accents
because
they filmed it on the cheap.
and
it's just, from that we get, is it Carl Urban is in? No, yeah. Dame Judi Dench is playing a goddamn space empress maybe.
In the Chronicles of Riddick.
And then she learns D&D on the set.
Incredible.
Do you know what Riddick's name is?
What? John C. Riddick.
Oh, you are so close. Damn. Richard B. Riddick.
I was close.
Richard B. Riddick. Oh, that's
Dick
awesome.
Dick B. Dick. anyway, and then jumps on Guardians of the Galaxy, and then Groot obviously takes off.
Becomes quite popular.
He's in Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, which is the funniest movie title of all time. He plays a character called Shroom.
He's unstoppable, man.
Yeah.
Do we have any swings for the fences for this movie?
Paul Walker's back, but not from the dead, as in they've just...
That would be... There's not heaps in the Fast franchise that will be a shock, but if they were like, my friend Paul Walker's back and he's a zombie now, I would be like, that's tasteless and insane.
So Brian... will be back in this movie, I think.
Okay, like, played by his brother or...
Yeah, well, the
like
same
CGI
way they did it in 7.
Type.
Okay.
Okay.
He's got to come back, if not for this movie, at least for 11. Mm. For the final fight or
It's
whatever.
Funny to discuss an actor who is dead. Yeah. Like, he's got to come back.
But he does. I mean, well, like, come on.
I guess they would have enough footage to sort of like...
He's
in
the trailer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but is that old footage?
Yeah, from footage from
So I guess there's like a lot of footage of like, you know, with like, you know, Grand Moff Tarkin in Rogue One or whatever. And technology's only gotten better since that.
Yeah.
So chances are they could just get like a...
Seven, like a lot of... He didn't finish filming Seven either.
Yeah, right.
And he's a character in that whole movie.
I think that easily...
Wasn't it like the brother filmed a lot of it?
The brother doesn't look like Paul Walker. It's just, I think, like his movements and stuff like that were easier. It's just his face. They then had to like...
Yeah. Change to Paul Walker's face.
Yeah.
So they could do something, kind of similar where they get either his brother or someone that kind of like, you know, physically looks like him and then just CGI the little of that.
I think he won't be in it heaps, but I think you're right. I think he will appear in this movie.
If he does, that could just be like, towards the end as like, so leaning into the last one.
Yeah, yeah. They're like,
I think Vin Diesel will call him Paul.
Paul's back. What? My friend from real life.
I'm in the movie now.
Surely if that, like as you said, how Vin Diesel can't keep anything a secret.
Yeah.
If that is true, surely he would have already spoken about how acting is if Brian was there, was kind of like if Paul was there and it was a beautiful kind of tribute to my friend.
Yeah, you'd think we'd have heard about it by
sure,
now.
Sure, unless that is for the last film.
Yeah.
It's also, it could also be for the last film. Could also be that like, I mean, he hasn't spoiled any of the Marvel films before, so
that's
maybe...
true. Maybe he can't keep some secrets.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe. Do you think any of the Fast, what do they call themselves? Is there a
fast
name?
Fast Gang?
I don't know. They call themselves the fast La Familia.
Yeah, La Familia.
Okay, do you think any of the La Familia, either new or old, will die in this film?
I think if anybody's going to die, it'll be Helen Mirren.
From a heart attack, too old.
That's what it'll say on her tombstone. No name, too old.
Yeah.
But I could imagine her just because she's like, I don't know. I don't know if she wants to be in these movies any longer.
Okay. She loves them.
Yeah, okay, maybe she'll stick around then.
I reckon maybe John Cena.
Really?
Kill off John Cena at the height of his popularity. No, it's not anymore. It's
kind of in the beginning of the,
Because it'd be like, it's his brother. Yeah. And there's that connection there. And if he really wants to like go after, it's like, I want to go after your family.
Mm. They've killed Letty before. They've killed Han before.
Yeah. So he could fake out killing John Cena.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They can't kill off Brian because Paul Walker's dead in real life.
Yeah.
They
can't.
I mean, they shouldn't.
They're not going to kill little Brian because that's a child.
Yeah.
Roman?
Because don't they have...
Roman's not really in the trailer now that I think about it.
No, he isn't at all.
Maybe... Well, he thinks he's invincible, but maybe going to space made him sick.
Goonies.
In the trailer, Momoa's got a kid in the car, right?
I think that's Dom's kid.
Dom's kid?
Well, which is Brian.
Yeah.
That's little Brian.
Yeah, I don't think Jason
Little
Momoa.
B.
Little B.
Little B.
Little B. Little B.
Which is sick, because that's... There's a rapper, Little
yeah.
B.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
Wonton Soup, great song.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, I don't know. I'm trying to think of swings. It's hard to pick a swing for the fence with a movie like this.
It could just be all happening.
Yeah.
But I think, what is John Cena's character's name?
John Cena and...
Other Dom.
Yeah.
Johnny Brother.
Yeah, Johnny Brother. I think that he's either going to die and or, as in like, not die, but...
You think
we assume he's dead, and that's who like Momoa is going after. Momoa, like that's like a lot. I think Momoa is going to go after a lot of La Familia tangents.
Oh, okay,
which is why I think we're going to either get like a Johnny Brother,
Johnny
Hobbs.
Jacob.
Jacob gets got, and we think he's dead. But as we've already established, nothing kills you in this universe.
Yeah.
So like we think he's dead. Like he goes after a couple of the others, and then like again, it's like we think they're dead, or they just kind of like wiped off the map, so they're kind of not really useful right now. So as in like they're in hospital, unconscious, blah blah blah. Which is where I think you're going to get Hobbs and that kind of thing as well. Mm. And so I think we're going to get a lot of the
sort of like tangential La Familia members of La Familia
wounded, injured, and
so like Shaw as well. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, which is why I reckon you're going to when then it's just going to like he's coming after you, dude, and he's hurting you the only way he knows how by going after your family, right? Because he can't just go after Dom directly. He wants Dom to suffer.
Yeah,
and so I think the best way for him to do this is to go after his family.
Mm.
And I reckon it's going to start with his, you know, his blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny
I wonder if Jason Momoa in this movie, maybe this will be the twist at the end. This will be my swing for the fence. I think he's going to have collected basically an evil La Familia other people that the La Familia have wronged, like him, over the years. And at the end, he'll be like, oh, maybe you've stopped my plan in this movie, but now I've got everybody who wants revenge and all of us are going to come together.
Yep.
Make a brotherhood of evil mutants, basically.
That's
my swing for the fans. I think we're going to get an evil La Familia at the end of this movie.
Is there a lot of, in the other films, are there a lot of like villains that either haven't died... Wait, do all the villains die or they just become friends?
Most of them just become friends.
In the early movies, they die a lot.
Yes, in the early movies they do, but after a certain point, they're all just pals.
What about
the main
character
Jason
from...
Momoa wasn't really in 5, so they could just make up.
Yeah, good point. I was going to say, what about lad who was in 2 that maybe was also in Home Improvement?
In 2 that was in Home Improvement? One of the kids?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
No, the older kid. Isn't he the main character in 2?
No, the
character drew is Paul Walker.
Paul Walker and Tyrese Gibson are the characters of 3 is Lucas Black.
Yeah.
Who I don't think is in Home Improvement, but he's playing a 19-year-old when he's clearly 40.
Yeah. That movie's awesome.
Jason Momoa's character's name is Dante Reyes, who's the son of Hernan Reyes, who was the character in 5. Mm-hmm. Dom killed his dad.
Oh, okay.
Well, The Rock, Hobbs killed his dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Little Nobody is back for this film.
Awesome. Good stuff.
Brie Larson's character's name is Tess, who is a rogue representative.
Yeah. Clay.
Who the fuck is Clay?
He was in Fast Furious Tokyo Drift.
He's not the main character.
Oh, he's in it. This guy. Home Improvement lad.
Zachary Ty Bryan?
Yeah,
he is from Home Improvement. Damn, it's right.
He is.
We should have known better than to go up against the master of Home Improvement, Joel Salmon. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Why wasn't Jonathan Taylor Thomas in that? He'd be perfect for these movies.
Yeah. Well, what did he do? Clay do?
I don't know.
I have only seen, I think, maybe Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift once, mm-hmm. and that was when I think I went up to Sydney and hung out with Tom Walker, and it was on in the background for maybe 15 to 20 minutes.
That's awesome.
I think, and that's my memories of that film.
I think it's the only Fast movie I haven't seen.
I haven't seen four.
Okay. Do they go in?
I haven't seen three or four, actually. Oh. I'll fix that.
Yeah, fix that today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do they go into like a bunch of houses that are being built or constructed?
Do you want us to rewind the conversation Jackson and I just had?
You haven't seen?
I haven't seen Tokyo Drift, and
wait,
it's the only
is
one.
Tokyo yeah. Drift number three?
Yes. Yeah.
Not two. No.
Two's too fast and furious.
I'm fucking stupid.
You are dumb as a
doofus.
Dog.
King of the doofuses.
Doofus be doofus over here.
Anyway, I've done the same thing that we fall into the trap of doing every time, which is, oh, what if we check Wikipedia for the cast list? Because there's usually a little description, because an actor gets because there'll be like an interview with an actor and they'll just give a little bit of information that sounds insane.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel is playing Dom, obviously. Mm-hmm. Saying Dom has fought so hard to keep his faith and protect family, but there is a price to pay. His enemies are coming after him.
Enemies.
Ah, enemies.
Well, as I googled Clay Fast and Furious, it's the opening antagonist.
Okay.
And in rival of the protagonist, Sean Boswell.
Awesome if Clay, the bad guy from Fast 3, is like, I'm going to get you, Dom.
Lucas Black plays Sean.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what's the connection?
Sean goes to Sean's friends with. They help build the rocket in the last one.
Oh,
those guys are like street racing.
Those are the Fast Three.
Those are the Tokyo Drift guys.
Yeah.
Why are they all of a sudden rocket scientists after drifting in Tokyo?
They went to school like this.
Well, and also, because you got to remember, Tokyo Drift actually takes place after Fast and the Furious 6.
Yeah, that's true.
Meaning that Lucas Black, Sean.
Yeah,
in the scenes we see him in 9 should be like 21.
Instead of pushing 50.
Yeah.
It's like,
I do like, what happened to Clay in Fast and Furious? Despite appearing for a short time on screen, Clay could be considered the main antagonist, though he was then replaced by DK Takashi as his jealousy for Cindy caused Sean's move to Japan. Even so, however, Sean never moved back to America afterwards, as Clay was never seen again for the rest of the movie.
Clay's man, bad guy, this movie.
Jason Momoa plays Dante.
Yeah.
Dante describes the villain as very sadistic and androgynous, and he's a bit of a peacock. He's got a lot of issues, this guy. He's definitely got some daddy issues.
All right.
Momoa has expressed his desire to play against type when portraying Dante, taking on a less macho character. Did not get that from the trailer.
No. Literally the first moment I saw Momoa, I was like, oh yeah, they're going through the huge guys, I guess.
No, I get like he's doing a bit of that
he's
peacocking.
He's got the long hair. There's a bit of, yeah.
His hair's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Scott Eastwood's returning as Little Nobody.
There you go.
The character that we thought was Dom's mom is actually Don's grandma.
Okay. Cool.
Maybe she is God.
Yeah, true.
Played by real life 91-year-old.
Okay. Awesome.
Rita Moreno, who was in Singing in the Rain.
Cool. Great.
And West Side Story.
Awesome.
Which she got nominated for Best Supporting Actress in. She's never been in a Fast and Furious movie either, so they've pulled like a Hollywood hotshot from like the 50s and 60s, and you're in Fast and Furious now.
You're Dom's grandma, all right?
Who? All right, whatever. Okay. I'll read the script.
Brie Larson is a rogue representative of Mr. Nobody's agency who allies with Dom and his crew.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tess is connected to the franchise in a very strong way. She's someone's sister.
Yeah, yeah. Well, somebody's sister or somebody's daughter or
someone's wife.
Michael Rooker is set to return as Buddy. That's good.
Who's Buddy?
He was the mechanic that looked after Dom and Jacob when they were little boys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great. Yeah. Fantastic. Okay,
when Dom's dad died.
Yeah, yeah.
All awesome. Right.
Okay. Cardi B's in it.
Yes.
Was
Cardi B in the last one? Didn't Dom, was that Cardi B? Dom got picked up by some ladies, one of whom was a famous pop star.
Yeah.
They were also possibly assassins.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? Is that Cardi B?
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Yeah. She was in Fast 9.
Yeah, okay. And cool. She's playing the same character. Awesome. Yes.
Cardi B and her assassins are back. Shit, yeah.
Gal Gadot is. So they've test screened the film for two audiences, and she was in one version of the film.
Oh, okay, interesting.
The Dante's father and crime lord, who was killed in the following the heist performed by Dom's crew, will return in flashback sequences, while Paul Walker is set to return in a similar capacity as Brian O'Connor.
Okay.
There you go.
Flashbacks, but...
He's gone back.
You need to film a bit more stuff with a guy that died 5 years ago.
Well, if they... Yeah, I guess it depends how... Is it tasteful? You tell me. I don't know.
We'll be the judge of that.
So...
We're the two most morally in the center guys.
Yep, so, yeah, okay.
No bias.
So, again...
We know taste.
I know. Oh, yeah. Guys. So... Okay, so they're very good friends with Vin Diesel. Again, they're very close. It's like, you know, they've gone on record, like Paul Walker's family being like, you were his family, brothers, rah. And these, you know, films, they meant a lot to each other.
Yeah. Yep.
He goes to, you know, he prays to him, all that kind of jazz. So.
Is Pablo Cave?
Yeah, he's Pablo Cave. Yeah,
we have the technology to basically, you know, bring actors back from the dead.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is something that's a bit tricky because I think Robin Williams, for example, was like, no, never
don't do
this.
To my body.
Don't release anything that I, you know, on the cutting room floor, like the, you know, all the kind of stuff you did for Aladdin. But he's very much like, I'm dead. Don't digitally
don't bring
me
back. Yeah, yeah.
But we've seen it with like Tarkin.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
They do.
They made Indiana Jones young. Uh-huh,
Robert Downey Jr., they made him young as well.
Yeah.
So, you know.
They didn't make him walk young, so he's all fucked up. Walks like an old man.
He does.
Al Pacino, they made him young, too.
They did.
That's true.
So we have the technology, and like AI is only getting like better.
Yeah, yeah.
Like anything you see right now of like deep fakes or anything.
It's only
of,
improving.
It's like that is as bad as it is going to be.
Yeah.
It's only going to get better. So we probably can, at this moment in time, make a replica of Paul Walker, acting is loud out, opposite the Fast gang.
Yeah. Is it tasteful?
Is that tasteful?
Well, no.
It depends.
But if the family's okay with it, who cares?
Or if the family... Well, because if the movies were important to him, and this is the finale of the films...
Yeah.
And the family are like, okay with it. Yeah, like it'll be fucked. It's only fucked up because the family will say they're okay with it, and then they'll see it, and it'll make them feel... Not necessarily bad,
just
but
weird.
It's not what the human brain should.
Well,
it's like seeing a ghost, literally.
Yeah.
Well, it's that I forget who mentioned it, but after seeing I remember Rogue One and they saw it and they saw like Tarkin, it was kind of like I don't know if it was like a family member, and it was like it was like seeing my husband back, or it was like seeing my father back. I forget what the quote was, but it was for them it was very touching.
Yeah,
I was like it was like seeing my friend back again, and that was beautiful. And so for someone like this, it's like we love it, and it's like it's what he would have wanted. He would love to have finished this franchise.
Yeah.
Is this morally good?
Well, and they've already done it once. They did it in 7.
Yeah. They've already burst the
now,
bubble there.
Now,
they broke the seal.
I guess okay. So again, like if it's okay, and the family signed off, and everyone's like, yes, this is a good thing, is what he would have wanted.
It's awesome.
We love it.
Kill me now, and then make me
in
the movies, so I don't have to do the movies, but I'm still on screen.
That'd be great. Give me them royalties, even though I'll be dead.
Dump them in my grave. Yeah.
Feed them directly into my open casket.
My skeleton. I don't care.
So do you think if that's possible? Then
yeah,
so it's all possible. I think with technology, it's very possible.
Yeah, sure.
Will they use that in this film, or will they save it for the next, for the last?
There will have to be, because this is part one of part two, the ending of this film will either have, it'll probably have both, to be honest, dark ending, where it's like, whoa, the Fast crew are truly fucked this time. Whoa!
They fucked the pooch big time, man.
Dom's gone and fucked it like he's never fucked it before, and me, the audience... Cannot wait to see how he unfucks this.
Yeah.
In fact, I can't even frankly fucking believe it that he's going to be able to unfuck this. But then there'll also be huge tees.
Oh,
like,
yeah. So, okay. Like a Brian-shaped tease.
Yeah. Brian or a Dwayne.
Yeah.
Or a...
Is that maybe the only two?
Those are probably the only two huge ones.
May I? So, okay, may I pitch you an idea?
Yeah.
Eva Mendes is the other character that hasn't come back for a million years, but she wouldn't. I mean, it's not.
Not quite the same as those.
She
two.
Hasn't been in the Fast and Furious movie since 5, and I think she's only in the post-credit scene of that.
So, you're right. It's a downer ending. Mm-hmm. It looks like Dom has lost. Yeah, he's fucked up. He's like, oh my god, it's bad. The pooch has been screwed. My lowest of my lows. This is, you know, it's like, you know, we've just completely lost this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just hear like as a voice over. It's Paul Walker's mm-hmm. voice. Like, don't worry, Dom, we got this.
Yeah.
Credits.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Would the cinema burst?
I think we'd erupt in joyous I reckon applause.
You can't have Paul's voice without showing him because I don't think the audience would recognize it.
Don't worry, Dom, we've got it. And it camera, you know, whips pans to be like, there's Paul Walker standing there as if, you know, he were alive today.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to remember that 9 ends with a tease of Brian.
Yeah, that's true. It does too, doesn't it?
His car pulls up at the barbecue and they're like, hey, Brian's here.
Yeah, then it cuts. So yeah, I reckon that could very well be the ending.
Because like when 9 came out, technology wasn't quite there yet.
But it probably is at this point. Do you think you could do this without me, Dom?
You fuck. It's me, your boy.
Piece of shit.
Get out of the Pablo cave. I'm back.
Weird for them to reference that in the movie.
I wish I could remember what he actually calls it, because it's fucked.
The Pablo cave does sound right.
Mm. It's not the Pablo cave.
Yeah. I think Paul Walker could, in some capacity, definitely come back.
It's not going to, you know, we'll have the set piece, the end or whatever it is, and you'll be like, oh, yep, they're going to win. Oh, shit, they didn't. Maybe either people are captured, you know, taken off the board.
Maybe someone
might even died, or even, Little B, he gotten kidnapped.
And
like they went to try and get him and they couldn't get him.
And he's
so
still,
now Momoa has him.
So
it's like, fuck, I lost my son. Oh my God, I can't do
this.
What
am I going to do?
And then, you know, and that's when we get the Paul Walker.
Don't worry, Dom. I'll always have your back.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long day.
You think they're going to bring that song back as well?
Yeah.
See you again.
It's not going to make sense because we are seeing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm so excited for this movie, dude.
Yeah, comes out soon-ish too. May 16, I think.
Yeah. Dude, it's going to be good. We're going to be there in our King Goes Movies t-shirt.
Yeah.
Chanting King Goes Movies. Until someone, an usher comes by and says, shut the fuck up. I'm so sick of you boys ruining every screening every fucking time. But did you know, sir? I'm saying this as I'm grabbing his tie and pulling him closer to me.
Did you know, sir, that Kingo is in fact movies?
I'll kill you. It's worth my job to kill you.
Look at my fucking shirt.
You tell me this every fucking time.
And then I pan down and I'm shirtless.
Oh.
Let it go.
They just cuts to the toilet. I've gone confused. Flushed it. The water's overflowing.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be like when we watch Fast 10 anyway.
Yeah.
That's my psychic prediction.
I don't know when 11 comes out. That'll also help because if it's 1 year, then it's definitely a huge cliffhanger ending. If it's 2, this might feel more like a complete film.
Yes, true.
No, I think it's just going to be a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Even if it's 2 years, I think it's going to be a cliffhanger. I reckon it'll be a Paul Walker kind of tease because I think, it's either that. I mean, you could have like a.
Oh,
like,
my God. The budget of this movie is $340 million.
It all went into AI tech.
Yeah. It all went into making Paul Walker real.
That puts it in, the top 10 highest, most expensive movies ever made. Might even be top 5.
So 300 and how much?
$340 million.
And how much was Avatar 2?
To give you an indication, less. Avatar 2 was less than that.
Yeah, I figured. So,
Paul Walker's back. But even that seems too much for that. Like, it's also weird for it to cost that much because this movie didn't look quite as bombastic.
Avatar was slightly more expensive, but the budget that gets released for Avatar 2 is for Avatar 2 and 3.
Oh, okay.
So Avatar 2's budget was $350 to $460 million, which is a frankly fucked up budget.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'll read one to you soon that you're going to be like, oh, I would expect this one to be enormous. And it is, and that is what
a big budget is.
Speculation is that Avatar 3 was actually included in that because they filmed them at the same time.
So
Avatar 3 doesn't have to, like, it can come out and no one sees it. And
James Cameron already made the money.
Yeah.
So Avengers Endgame.
Mm-hmm. What?
A 3-hour film that's mostly special effects, has like an ensemble cast of maybe like 25 big-name actors.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, you know, all of my, like, whatever Robert Downey Jr. is getting.
Yeah. Whatever his excessive weight
$350 million. And so Fast 10 is $10 million less than that.
Wow.
This rules.
It's going to be the greatest movie of all time. Lock it in. It's my Oscar pick.
It's your Oscar pick?
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Every category. Including musical.
They're going to say best movie, give it that, and then pack it up.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, get like a truck, upload it onto Vin Diesel, and he'll be like just nodding along.
This makes sense to me.
So Infinity War was $325 million.
Yeah.
So it was cheaper to make Infinity War than it was to make Fast X.
That makes sense to me.
Mm. You got to crash them cars.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's not cheap.
They blew up two helicopters.
They're not cheap either. You know how much a helicopter costs?
Come on.
Freaking fuckloads.
Yeah. A big ball? Expensive that was.
I don't even know where to get a big ball from. You can at least go to the helicopter shop.
Yeah.
One helicopter, please.
Actually, make that two. I got a great idea.
Yeah, two and a couple of cables.
So what you do with the helicopter after you purchase it is not of my concern. They're nice at the helicopter shop. Yeah.
Fast 10. Excited to
see
it.
It's going to kick ass.
Mm. At worst, it's going to make me dumber, and at best, it's going to make me dumber. So, movies are allowed to be stupid.
Either way, we're all on board.
We're all in, baby.
People are like, oh, Fast and the Furious is stupid and doesn't make sense.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. It's just X-Men. Come on now.
The same fucking idiots that are like, oh, I'm actually not going to see Avatar The Way of Water because James Cameron is rude in interviews.
Shut up.
He's like, hey, I don't give a fuck. When piss whenever you want in my movie, you'll see it
piss
again.
Piss your pants in my movie. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. My movie's really long because it's fucking awesome.
And it's good.
When they were like, cut a scene out, I was like, fuck you. And everyone's like, oh, I better not see it.
If you make me cut a scene, I will come and I will strangle you.
And then also the same people, Top Gun Maverick wasn't actually that good because Tom Cruise is a freak in real life. Every actor's a freak
in
real life.
Hollywood's freaks from the top to the bottom.
That's how you get actor.
Yeah. Get person, add freak, get actor.
That is how you get actor.
If you're one of those fucking idiots sitting there listening to this episode being like, I'm better than Fast and Furious.
You're not.
No, you're not.
You're not better than Fast and Furious.
You listen
franchise.
To baseless speculation, you drop your phone in the toilet, you're fucked like the rest of us.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. I'll see you at the movies when we all go see Fast 10 together and enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's fucking, I love Ant-Man, but I hate Fast and Furious. What's wrong with you?
And we've been the BS boys.
Thanks for listening to this from the toilet. I have to assume.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.